You're listening to Bodhi Light Tales, the podcast for mindful people on the go. Hello, this is Miao Guang. Today's Bodhi Light Tale is Dirty Basin. Once upon a time, there lived a prince named Siddhartha who had a son, Rahula. Although born a prince, Siddhartha realized that in life, no one can escape old age, sickness, death, and rebirth. One day, he decided to leave the comforts of the royal palace to renounce. He was determined to go on a quest seeking the answers to transcend life and death. After 6 years of meditation, he was awakened and realized the natural laws of the universe. From then on, he was referred to as Shakyamuni Buddha, or the Buddha. After Prince Siddhartha became the Buddha, his son Rahula followed in his footsteps and became a novice monk. Rahula's teacher was Sariputra, who was known as one of the principal disciples of the Buddha, foremost in wisdom. As a teenager, Rahula still had mischievous and playful habits. Also, as a teenager, such naughty habits were proving difficult to remedy. Living in a rather strict environment, there were no games or amusements that could keep Rahula entertained. So he often came up with distractions and amusements on his own. One of his favorite games to pass the time was whenever people asked Rahula where the Buddha was, he would always take the chance to make fun of them by lying to them. For example, if the Buddha was in the forest practicing, he would always say the Buddha was meditating by the river. If the Buddha was at the monastery instructing disciples, Rahula would point in the opposite direction, usually somewhere far away, and tell people that the Buddha had gone out to propagate the Dharma. He took joy in seeing people going everywhere looking for the Buddha. Of course, looking in all the wrong places, they would never find the Buddha. Rahula would then laugh at them, thinking they were so silly. This was how he kept himself entertained. After the Buddha heard about Rahula's mischief, he thought of a way to teach him a lesson. One day, the Buddha asked for Rahula to fill a basin with water so he could wash his feet. After washing his feet, the Buddha said to him, "Rahula, take this water and drink it." Rahula replied, "This water is dirty now after it was used to wash your feet. It's undrinkable." The Buddha then said, "Rahula, your words are as dirty as this water. No one can bear to hear them." Rahula was now afraid and quickly took the basin outside and threw out the dirty water. When he returned, the Buddha said to him, "Now, take this basin and put rice in it." Rahula frowned and replied, "The basin was just used to wash feet. It's still dirty. We cannot put food in it." The Buddha said, "Rahula, your mind is just like this dirty basin. No matter how good the Dharma is, none of it can enter your mind." Rahula began to feel ashamed. The Buddha looked at the basin and suddenly kicked it. The basin struck the wall and broke into pieces. The Buddha then asked, "Rahula, would you treasure a broken basin?" Rahula said, "Buddha, a basin used to wash feet is worthless and is of little value. Even if it is broken, it doesn't matter." The Buddha replied, "Your attitude is just like this basin. Your words and lies are not valued and appreciated by people. no one will respect you, and no one will care for you. Rahula, upon hearing the Buddha's teaching, burst into tears and said, "I'm sorry. I promise I will never lie again. From now on, I will focus on my practice." After that day, Rahula diligently practiced and eventually became awakened. He was then known as the foremost among all disciples for his eagerness for learning. This story highlights an example of how parents can teach their children. If children do not receive proper education in their formative years, then the habits they have accumulated will carry over into adulthood. Like in the story, Rahula's habit of lying would have continued or worsened if the Buddha hadn't taught him a lesson. The act of lying could eventually have led to criminal behavior, becoming a fraud or a crook. The Buddha used the analogy of the basin to teach Rahula. He did not scold or chastise him. Instead, the Buddha was patient in explaining why lying is not acceptable. Though the Buddha wished to teach Rahula a lesson, he was very much aware of Rahula's dignity and self-esteem. He was able to skillfully lead Rahula to recognize his bad habits and inspire him to change himself and realize his true nature. Just as Venerable Master Xingyun says, not lying is trustworthy, and trust brings wealth. Speaking loving and tender words are compassion, and compassion brings virtues and merits. This is Miao Guang. Thank you for listening to Bodhi Light Tales. Subscribe to Bodhi Light Tales and have stories delivered to you every week. May your day be filled with happiness and wisdom.